Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Golden State Warriors are NBA champions for the second time in 3 years. They steamrolled through the playoffs after losing last year's finals. Remember, they had a 3-1 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. They lost games 5 and 7 at home. That was not going to be the case this year. Golden State wins game 5, wins a series 4-1, and listen to this. Of the 17 playoff games they played, Golden State 16-1. The only loss the Warriors took this year, after adding Kevin Durant, after they lost in Game 7 to Cleveland last season, the only loss the Golden State Warriors took was Game 4 when they were looking to sweep Cleveland in Cleveland. The only way Cleveland won a game in this series, they set the NBA record for first quarter points scoring in Game 4, they set the record for first half points scoring in Game number 4, and they made an NBA record for the most three-pointers in a game in NBA history. That's what it took for Cleveland to beat Golden State one time. LeBron James averaged a triple-double in the NBA Finals. Nobody's ever done that before. He had 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists last night, and Golden State won handily. That's how good the Warriors are. How good is Kevin Durant? All he does is claim the Finals MVP, averaging over 35 points a game. In his closeout game last night, 40 minutes, it took him 20 shots to score 39 points. He hit 5 of 8 threes with 6 of 6 from the free throw line and 7 rebounds and 5 assists. 129-120, all hail the Warriors of Golden State. They are your NBA champs. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds were on the radio last night in San Diego, ran into the struggling Padres, and the Reds have been givers on their West Coast road trip. They helped out the Dodgers as the Dodgers had a walk-off win on Saturday and a come-from-behind win on Sunday in the eighth inning. The Padres got healthy quick as they got to 40-year-old Bronson Arroyo last night. Arroyo said after the game, hey, I better start pitching better. There's going to be somebody to take my spot. The reason Arroyo says that is the Reds have no arms right now. He knows he's not going anywhere. They have to find somebody that can eat some innings. He tried to eat some last night. Instead, he ate 9 runs on 13 hits, including giving up 2 more home runs. 22 home runs allowed this year. His ERA is 7. If I'm the Reds, I'm getting nervous here. There's two ways you can go about it. Number one is you let Arroyo stay in the rotation and hope he can mentor some of these young kids. Because besides Scott Feldman, everybody else is coming through, is just going through the ringer. These are all kids that haven't pitched in the league before. You have to have somebody that eats innings. But here's the other problem. When Arroyo's throwing 84-mile-an-hour fastballs and they're getting hit 450 feet out of Petco Park, are you giving your team a chance to win? That's the million-dollar question. The Reds' bullpen has been fine. The starters haven't. How bad have they been? The Reds' starters' ERA is now 6.01. That is the worst in baseball. But the Reds' lineup has hit the most home runs in baseball. Somewhere in there is the answer. But sending Arroyo out every 5 days and letting him get pounded and talking about how it's going to come together sometime. Whew. Every time I say this, though, he comes out the next game and pitches well, so I'm hoping the Reds do that. They've got a chance tonight. Scott Feldman's going to try to bail him out of the hole. Our pregame begins with Marty Brenneman at 10 o'clock. The Reds try to even the series of the game in peace. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.